You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Holly Kernan. Richmond has a lot of places to wash your clothes. Teddy Bear Wash and Dry, Oasis Laundry, Maxwell the Cleaner, Launderland, Fluffy Bear Coin Laundry. Let's just say there's probably a laundromat within walking distance of most homes. But when it comes to literature, there's more of a gap. Only 30% of third graders in Richmond can read at grade level. And Richmond Public School students scored among the lowest in state standardized testing last year across all tested subjects. So what does reading have to do with laundry? KALW's Holly J. McDeed tells us in this story about one woman who saw a very clear connection between the two.
The Clean Express laundromat is smack in the middle of Richmond's busy McDonald's shopping center. Moms are loading and unloading machines. So you might imagine their kids are sitting in plastic chairs watching television. But they're not. They're reading.
Bookstore cat. This is Mulligan. Mulligan is a working cat. He works in a bookstore.
Khalil Montero and his mom, Tana, are reading Space Rock.
Mulligan is also great at picking out books and entertaining customers.
Montero is a working mom, an organizer for the Richmond College Prep School. Of course she wants her son to read, but she finds actually getting him to Richmond's main library to be practically impossible. It's only open 5 days a week. It closes its doors most days at 5 in the afternoon. What Montero does have time for, though, is doing laundry. She has to. So there she was at the Clean Express laundromat one day. She saw how bored her son was, and that's when something clicked. Why not bring the library to the laundromat? First, she needed some books. So she enlisted help from the Richmond Community Foundation and West County Reads. And then it was time to go to the owner of the laundromat with her vision.
She was really excited. She said that one way she tries to keep the kids happy or not crying or just bored is giving them candy. And she thought having books would be better than candy.
To raise money for the bookshelves, Montero helped plan a literacy festival, the first of its kind in Richmond. Last year, the project collected 1,000 donated books. Montero says it was a huge success.
My son was at the announcement of that, and I had said that we would be giving out 2 or 3 books per kid, and they asked if there were any questions, and he raised his hand and said, "Did you say 2 or 3 books?" And so he was very excited that it would be more than one book.
That wasn't all. West County Reads placed donation boxes throughout Richmond to ensure that there would be plenty of books to put on the bookshelves. One donation box is located at the Starbucks at Point Richmond. I went there with West County Reads Chairman Kevin Hufford.
I'm actually taking books out of our collection box here at the Point Richmond Starbucks, and it's quite a haul. It's not only filled to the rim, and it's a tall, wonderful box, but it's also got 2 boxes next to it.
The program is so successful that Starbucks had to start adding its own cardboard boxes to collect books.
You know, some of these books I've never seen in my life. Here's a deluxe gift set about the Cupcake Crusader, Horace Splatley.
The program is called Take One, Leave One, but children often don't leave books behind because they rarely have one to leave.
Well, I'll tell you, in low-income communities like Richmond, it's unfortunate that there's far too few books in children's homes. I think it's the joy and the excitement on the children's faces that, one, lets me know that it's important, and the fact that it's such an important thing for them, it's so joyful, means that it's probably far too rare that they get an opportunity to do that.
The unemployment rate in the city of Richmond is 5% higher than the average in the rest of California. And last year, according to one measure, Richmond ranked as the 6th most violent city in America. These factors can make it hard for kids in Richmond to focus on reading books. especially when these books are hard to get their hands on.
It's just far too rare to see children's books around in the neighborhood. And that's our idea, is just to make sure that wherever families are, there'll be books there. We all need to make sure that children can read by the time they're in third grade, because really from then on, if they can't do that, they're really struggling.
The thing is, they all are doing something about it. The whole community. Last year, Bliss County Reads received 10,000 donated books. The program is expanding. It's in churches and theater spaces, as well as in laundromats. And more bookshelves will be set up around Richmond's neighboring city, San Pablo. Each week, hundreds of books are donated, and the bookshelves are restacked with books. And each week, the bookshelves are emptied yet again. Because of something Tana Montero knew all along, kids love to read.
He kept an eye on it all morning. Soon the bookstore was very busy.
Richmond still has a depressed economy. The state and city are making more budget cuts. The libraries here aren't likely to get more staffing or hours anytime soon. But in the corner of a laundromat, a mother and her child are reading together, one book at a time. In Richmond, I'm Holly McDeed for Cross Currents.
Came the pigeon, no one noticed, no one except Mulligan. This is no bird in the store. Meow, Mulligan.
West County Reads can always use more places to put donated books. Find out how you can use your business or home to store books at kalw.org. Just click on Cross Currents.
The pigeon landed right to a funny-looking green bird. Oh, no, Mulligan thought. Now there are two birds in the bookstore.